stepping out into a broader space, and leaving behind the familiar comforts of the rut. But there I held sway. I was the master. Predictable, easy, except for the slow withering of my soul. Did my tricks to get my treats, but the former was confining and I had outgrown it. Like a plant in too small a pot, roots bound, tangled, seeking new earth. But to step out is to become weak again, to let go, to become a child. And there was a brief thrill in the stepping out. Really, it was a small thing made large by ego's fear. There was really no power there. Like a spider's web, it clung, inciting primal fear. No power at all to resist a decision. But now the familiar is no more. Where once I was large, now I am small, ignorant, and inexperienced once more. Planted in new ground, hoping for the water and the warmth and the worms to do their work. And the plain is large, expansive. Might I grow to fill that new empty space? For now, tiny, tender tendrils tentatively reach out into the unknown, vulnerable and exposed. The new fringes of me not yet toughened by the sun. But the great oak lives inside the tiny, shiny acorn, food for squirrels or master of the woodland. I am the sower and I am the seed, not the one who makes it grow. And it's not the breaking through that is the challenge. It is sitting still long enough to put down roots and grow into this new larger space. You know, there are multiple buts in this. Huh. But an article of contrast. And perhaps that is the way of things.